say a person at one time was afraid of something but is no longer afraid of that, you might say she ought to be afraid of the dark. She isn't afraid of the dark now, but she, in the past.
She used to be afraid of the dark.
Okay. And what would the negative of that be? If someone contradicts that statement that she used to be afraid of the dark, the person might say she didn't.
She's bold.
I didn't mean that. I mean something like, would you say she didn't used to be afraid of the dark? Does that sound all right?
Yes, that's all right.
What?
You say she didn't used to be, but she is now.
Right.
The other way around.
Either way is okay. Now, a person who is who doesn't watch out what he's doing and is, you might say, he's a very what kind of person?
He's a careless fellow. He's pure carelessness.
Okay. And a person does things differently from the way other people do it. He might be called what kind of a person?
I don't know about that, but I'm sort of left-handed. I approach things from a different side of people.
Okay. What about the word, a word for a person's behavior is strange. Instead of, you might say he's strange, or you might say he's what?
Queer.
All right. Now, does that word have any other connotations or suggestions?
To say he's queer means he don't fit everybody's category of what's right.
Okay. And if a person is easily offended, you might say he's awfully what?
Oh, he's got a chip on his shoulder.
That's right. Now, he has a chip on his shoulder. He's very... When a person has a chip on his shoulder or he's touchy, you might say when someone bothers him, he gets awfully what?
I don't know what you're talking about. They say, get off his miller, get off his gazip.
I didn't mean that. But I mean, you'd say he'd get awfully angry, he'd get awfully mad.
You said awfully. I didn't get that awfully. I just got it as off.
He
becomes incensed.
That's the idea. Okay. And if a person gets upset, you know, you might tell him, just
calm down.
Right. And a person works all day, he says, I'm really what? Person?
Hard.
Yes, again, please. That's right. What? Say it again.
Worked hard?
Yeah, worked hard all day, and now he's very...
tired.
Right. Or he's all what? He's all...
all in.
All right. How about the past tense of wear out?
What?
He's all...
worn out.
Sure.
All worn out, yeah.
All right. And a person has been you might say the person became ill, but how about if you're going to use the term sick? She was sick.
Say she was not.
Yeah, she was. Would you say she took sick? She got sick?
I don't know how to dispute that. I tell you, when you go about ladies, I'll tell you I'm right.
Not necessarily a lady, a man, either a man. He got sick, or he took sick, or a child.
Say, oh, you're talking about he took sick?
Yeah, sure. If that's what
you
use.
I'm talking sick.
I see. And a person went out, didn't wear enough clothes on a rainy day, you know, or a cold day, and you'd say he what cold?
Got wet and he took cold.
All right. Would you ever use the term caught here?
Hmm.
All right. And a person that talks like this, you'd say he's what?
Fool.
All right. And he has a...
cold.
And a doctor comes over, and the doctor's giving you some medicine to take, you know. And he says, did you take your medicine? And you say, I what some yesterday. Medicine.
I took some yesterday.
Yes, and I have all the medicine you've given me. I have